U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi arrived in Taiwan late Tuesday despite threats of strong measures from China. Pelosi became the highest-level American official to visit the self-ruled island claimed by China in 25 years. The trip could increase tension between the U.S. and China, which claims the island as part of its country. Pelosi and other lawmakers traveled to Taiwan in a U.S. military airplane. The group landed at Taipei's airport and was met by Taiwan's Foreign Minister Joseph Wu and Sandra Woodkirk, the top U.S. representative in Taiwan. Pelosi is on a trip to Asia that includes announced visits to Singapore, Malaysia, South Korea, and Japan. Her stop in Taiwan had not been announced but had been expected. The speaker said in a statement shortly after landing that the visit was to honor America's commitment and to support Taiwan. She said, America's solidarity with the 23 million people of Taiwan is more important today than ever, as the world faces a choice between autocracy and democracy. China has repeatedly warned of strong measures if Pelosi went ahead with the trip. On Tuesday, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said in a statement that U.S. politicians who play with fire on the Taiwan issue will come to no good end. And China's defense ministry said it would conduct targeted military operations to safeguard national sovereignty. U.S. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said earlier on Monday that members of Congress have regularly visited the island over the years. He added there is no reason for China to use it as a pretext to increase aggressive military activity in or around the Taiwan Strait. Shortly before Pelosi arrived in Taiwan, Chinese state media said Chinese Su-35 fighter jets were crossing the Taiwan Strait, the body of water that separates mainland China and Taiwan. Reuters news agency reported that several Chinese warships have also sailed near the unofficial dividing line of the strait since Monday and remained there. A U.S. Navy official told Reuters that four U.S. warships, including the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan, were in the waters east of Taiwan on what the U.S. Navy called routine deployments. Taiwan's defense ministry said it observed military activities near Taiwan and that it would send forces if needed to deal with enemy threats. In the capital of Taipei, two tall buildings are lit up with words of welcome, which said, "Welcome to Taiwan, Speaker Pelosi." Pelosi is a longtime critic of China's human rights records. She was a newly elected lawmaker when Chinese tanks crushed the 1989 pro-democracy student protest in Tiananmen Square. 2 years later, she joined other lawmakers at the square with a large sign that read, "To those who died for democracy in China." In 2009, she hand-delivered a letter to then-President Hu Jintao calling for the release of political prisoners. On Wednesday, Pelosi will meet with Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen and human rights activist. Bonnie Glaser is a Taiwan expert at the German Marshall Fund of the United States. She told reporters that the damage to U.S.-China relations over Pelosi's visit would be hard to repair. "We all know how bad this relationship has been in the past year. And I just think that this visit by Nancy Pelosi is going to take it to a new low," Glaser said. "And I think that it's going to be very difficult to recover from that." The fast-spreading monkeypox virus led the World Health Organization to declare a public health emergency of international concern this month. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said in a statement, "The outbreak has continued to grow, and there are now more than 16,000 reported cases from 75 countries and territories and 5 deaths." He added, "We have an outbreak that has spread through new modes of transmission about which we understand too little. In recent years, the health agency has issued such declarations on COVID-19, Ebola, and the Zika viruses." The United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that monkeypox is part of the same virus family as smallpox. Monkeypox was first discovered in 1958 among groups of monkeys used for research. The first human case of monkeypox was recorded in 1970. The virus spreads mainly through close contact with an infected person. Until this year, the viral disease has rarely spread outside Africa. But reports of new cases in Europe and other places signal that the outbreak had spread around the world. Monkeypox symptoms are similar to smallpox but milder. Most patients only experience fever, aches, and tiredness. Some may develop a rash with cuts on their face and hands that can spread to other parts of the body. The sickness usually lasts 2 to 4 weeks. The virus can spread from person to person through direct contact with the infectious rash, sex with an infected person, or contact with their clothes or bedding. A pregnant woman can also pass the virus to her fetus. Unlike the SARS-CoV-2 virus that caused the COVID-19 pandemic, monkeypox does not spread easily over the air. Anyone can spread the virus, but the current outbreak outside of Africa appeared to spread mainly among men who have sex with men. Health officials from several countries urged the WHO to declare monkeypox a public health emergency as the disease spread quickly in the past month. From June to July, the WHO reported that cases of monkeypox had increased from 3,040 to more than 16,000. The number of countries with infections have also gone up from 47 to 75. Officials were especially concerned that the disease has spread quickly among people who did not travel to Africa, where the disease is endemic. That means it has become permanently established in an area. The emergency declaration usually brings more resources and actions to deal with the outbreak. It also pushes countries to work together on testing and producing vaccines and treatments for the disease. For now, the WHO said the risk of monkeypox is moderate around the world, except in Europe, where it listed the risk as high. CDC health officials advise that people should avoid close skin-to-skin contact with people who have a rash that looks like monkeypox. They say, do not touch, hug, kiss, or have sex with someone with monkeypox. Do not share utensils for eating or drinking. Do not touch bedding or clothing of an infected person. And wash hands often with soap and water or use hand sanitizer. In Central and West Africa, the CDC says people should avoid contact with animals that can spread the monkeypox virus, such as monkeys and rodents, and they should also avoid sick or dead animals. At this time, health officials are still learning whether children and people with existing health problems are more at risk of the disease. If you are sick with monkeypox, health officials say you should remain isolated. There is no cure for monkeypox. However, the CDC says monkeypox and smallpox viruses are genetically similar, which means the antiviral drugs and vaccines developed to protect against smallpox may be used to prevent and treat monkeypox virus infections. U.S. and European health officials say antivirals such as tecovirimat may be given to people who are more likely to get severely sick. That group includes patients with weakened immune systems. Health officials in Europe and the U.S. have also recently announced that they will send out monkeypox vaccines to affected communities. The two-shot vaccine is being manufactured at Bavarian Nordic's plant in Denmark.